Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies and the 2016 winner of Hartford Magazine's Best Financial Management Award. Joel's been published in Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and the Hartford Business Journal. He's written six of his own books, including The Money Map, most famously. You've seen him as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlin. You've also seen him as an analyst for Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. He's here to share his wisdom with us today. Joel, it's always a pleasure. How are you this week?
Well, I'm doing good. Excited about the show today. We're going to be talking about two things on the program today. Hidden gems, little things that you may have forgot about that are hidden gems in your life, particularly in your financial life. And then we're going to be talking about your biggest assets, all kinds of things that we sort of know are our biggest assets, but sometimes we ignore some of these things and don't weave them into our retirement plan. So great show today. You may want to take some notes, and let's plunge forward here, John, with your biggest assets.
We'll dive right into it. Some people, it's really obvious what your biggest assets are. For others, maybe not so much. And Joel, for some people, your biggest asset is actually a bunch of little assets, but if you added them all together, well, you would then recognize they're your biggest asset. But you don't recognize that when it's all splintered off into all these little accounts. So a bunch of smaller accounts might be your biggest asset.
Yeah, and we see this all the time. Somebody that's currently working at a company and they have a 401k, and because they're funding that 401k, they pay a lot of attention to that particular 401k, but then they've got all these other accounts that, you know, maybe there are five, six, seven accounts that are much smaller, but when you add up the total, it might be more than that 401k that you're paying all kinds of attention to. You might have a brokerage account, you might have a couple IRAs, maybe even an old 401k for a company you worked for a while back, and you start adding those numbers up, and it might be just as big as your existing 401k. It might be a significant amount of money. So again, people have small accounts, several small accounts scattered around, and if all the money was in one account, it would seem much bigger, and you would treat it with much more importance. So a lot of people that come in from the radio program, when they come in for that Money Map Retirement Review, a lot of what we do is simplify things, and that means also simplifying the number of accounts that they have, taking those seven or eight different IRAs and just getting them all into one place, maybe combining three or four IRAs into one IRA, so that things are a lot simpler. What we find is a lot of mistakes get made in people's financial lives because they have too many things to keep track of. And naturally, the smaller accounts don't get much attention. But for some people, smaller accounts, if they've saved well, can be quite significant. So when things are so scattered and disorganized, the dollars might not get the care and attention they deserve. That's when mistakes happen. And the question is, are you organized enough to understand all the different collective power, if you will, of these smaller accounts? Or does it make sense to treat them all as one big asset, combine them, and simplify them in one place?
Joel, I met a lady a couple of weeks ago who had had seven different jobs, and every time she'd leave the job, she'd take her 401k and roll it over to an IRA, as she should, but she never rolled them into the same IRA. So she had seven different IRAs dangling out there, not a single one of them more than $100,000, but when we added them all up, she had like $675,000 between all these accounts, which if it was in a single account would have obviously been her largest asset. She just never noticed it because they were all less than 100,000 individually. So there is some benefit to consolidation and getting more organized, as you said. Joel, for some people, they haven't yet realized their biggest asset because for some, it's their future savings potential.
Right. And the younger you are, the more important this particular situation is. As a matter of fact, one of the biggest assets anybody has is their ability to go out there and earn an income. That's why disability insurance is so important. Disability insurance is the type of insurance that protects your ability to earn an income. If you become disabled, especially early in your life, you might be leaving hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars on the table because you can no longer work. Disability insurance makes up for that. But let's talk about that. Let's assume you're not disabled. Your future savings potential could be huge. I mean, is it possible that your biggest asset won't even come into play until later as you earn money throughout your life? If you've reached the stage in life when your kids are off the payroll, you're in your prime earning years, maybe you're in your 50s or early 60s, you've paid off your house, and you have a tremendous ability to save, that may be your biggest asset, is future savings. And the question is, Are you making the most out of this potential? Are you saving enough to retire whenever you want to, not retire when you're forced to, which may be much later in your life than you want to, or get forced to retire earlier than you thought? Are you planning for that? Are you taking control of that future earnings potential with a plan? Very, very important that you have a financial plan for your future income stream, so that, again, while you're working and that income stream is earned income, you're saving as much as possible, but with a plan so that you can enjoy a better lifestyle once you do retire.
I was talking to somebody last week, Joel, who he'd just finished putting his last kid through school. And, you know, they'd been paying a couple thousand a month toward tuition for this youngest of their four kids. I know you can relate to that. And then they'd just gotten their house paid off, which was about an $1,800 a month mortgage payment. So you take away the tuition for the kid, you take away the mortgage payment. Next thing you know, he's got $4,000 a month in lowered expenses. His income stayed the same, but his expenses are lower by $4,000 a month, and he has all this savings potential to really pour gas on the fire, if you will, for his last 4 years in the workforce. So there is some great potential for saving in those years leading up to retirement. We're talking about your biggest assets and helping you make the most of those assets that you have on your side as you do your retirement planning. Joel, how about Social Security? For some people, their Social Security is their biggest asset. And you say, wait, well, that's not actually an asset. It's just an income stream. Well, you can think of it as an asset.
And some of you have seen me on TV talking about this with Kara Sundlund, CBS, WFSB, Channel 3 News. And I talk about the Social Security. Most people make the mistake of thinking, well, it's just an income stream. You know, it's just $2,000 a month or $2,500 a month that I'm going to get. And they don't think of the value of that over their life expectancy. I did a calculation on mine. Now, I'm 55 years old, but if I just take my normal retirement age and my normal life expectancy and figure out what my Social Security is worth, it's well over $400,000. If I had an account with $400,000 in it, I would be treating that account very carefully. I'd make sure I had an investment plan for it. I would make sure if I was going to withdraw money, I had the proper withdrawal plan and the proper withdrawal percentages. But many of you don't treat your Social Security that way. It's so important that even though it's not listed as part of your net worth, you look at that as a $400,000 or $500,000 asset over the course of your lifetime. And the question is, how much thought have you put into your claiming strategy? Claiming early, claiming late. What about spousal benefits? What about survivor benefits? What's the proper strategy to make sure you get the most out of Social Security? You've earned it. You've paid into the system. You've been a citizen of the U.S. You've paid your income taxes, your Social Security taxes. Heck, your employer has paid half of your Social Security taxes if you're not self-employed. Treat that like an asset, a very, very valuable asset that needs to be maximized. We've seen people leave hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table because of making the wrong choices with Social Security, and that all should be part of your overall financial retirement plan.
For some people, Joel, the biggest asset is the house, especially if that house is paid off and it's a house where maybe you've raised a family and it's four or five bedrooms and a pretty valuable asset there for a lot of folks. But how does that do us any good if the money's all trapped in the house?
Well, that's correct. And for some people, you know, they want to stay in their house for the rest of their lives. So this isn't necessarily valid for them. But for other people, if they're thinking about downsizing, or maybe not even downsizing, just selling a house here in the Northeast and moving south, you're not necessarily going to get a smaller house down south, but our dollars go much farther. So maybe you pocket $100,000, $150,000 to make an equal move to the same sized house out of state. Well, that's a significant asset, the equity that you can pull out of your house. Now, some people do make the mistake of saying, well, you know, I'm building up all my savings in my house. I'll just sell my house when you retire. Well, unless you're going to live in a cardboard box under a bridge, you need something to live on. So you're either going to pay rent or you're going to maybe downsize. So, but this is something to consider as part of a financial plan, which is why we always ask clients when they come in for a visit and we do their planning, what do you plan to do with your house? And even if that's a second house, do you plan to own those two houses through retirement? Could be a very large asset that you're ignoring.
Finally, Joel, the 401k. For a lot of people, your 401k is your biggest asset, and it's very obvious to you because it's the account that you contribute to, and you actually look at the statements, and you might know your balance from day to day by heart. But Joel, for a lot of people, they're not paying the attention that they should be paying to their 401k.
Right. And if you've been at your current job for a long time, there's a good chance you've piled up a lot of money in that 401k. Or even if you haven't been at your current job and you've rolled money into that 401k, this could be your biggest asset. Are you spending more than 45 seconds choosing your investments in that account? Or is it just sort of an afterthought? Or maybe worse yet, are you looking at the end of the quarter at the performance of those funds and choosing the best performing funds? This is a recipe for disaster. Study after study after study show that if you pick the best performing funds over a certain period of time, you're almost guaranteed that over the next same period of time, 3 to 5 years, those may be the worst performing funds. Over and over again, we've seen that. Morningstar just did a study a little while back that I was reading where 5-star fund managers would turn out to be 1 or 2-star fund managers over the next 5 or 10 years. So you've got to be careful, number one, that you're treating your 401k like a big asset, and number two, that you're choosing the right funds, that you're building an investment plan, and not just spending a few minutes looking at the performance in those accounts, or maybe even worse yet, you know, choosing, like I said, with short-term performance in mind, or choosing the cheapest funds. You know, is cheapest always best? Absolutely not. You're not going to go get your heart surgery done in a third world country because it's cheaper. You shouldn't throw your retirement planning and your retirement future into just choosing something that's either cheap or has done real well over the last short period of time. You need to come up with a financial plan. I mean, here's the thing. You've saved and invested for retirement, right? Now what? What are you going to do with all the money? What are you going to do with the assets that we're talking about here? How do you make all these things work together for you? The answer is in our personalized Money Map retirement plan. With the personalized Money Map retirement plan that you can get from us, you're going to figure out concrete steps to minimize your risk. We'll share with you how to turn your savings into an income workhorse in retirement. How can you avoid the retirement tax trap that could cost you thousands of dollars? How do you protect everything you've worked for from the skyrocketing costs of healthcare and inflation? And why do so many different retirement plans fail today due to gaping holes and costly mistakes? We'll share all of that for you. It's all part of the Money Map retirement plan that is yours absolutely free for giving us a call now. In fact, for the first 10 callers on the show today, we'll give you this personalized analysis, and it won't cost you one thin dime. You've got absolutely nothing to lose. And again, we put it all together in an easy-to-understand format with actionable strategies. We'll put your whole financial life on one page. We call it the Money Map Retirement Plan. So give us a call now, 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. First 10 callers, if you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement, call to set up your time to come in, get your personalized Money Map retirement plan. You're going to be happy you came in and got it. There is absolutely no pressure, no obligation, absolutely free to you. And you will leave our office with a ton of value to apply towards your retirement success.
Great opportunity. Again, that number to call or text, 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. If you text, be sure to include your first and last name, and we'll reach back out to you that way. But when you come in for your Money Map retirement review, you'll get a copy of one of Joel's books, maybe The Money Map, maybe Forced to Retire if you feel that fits your situation better. But you'll benefit greatly by coming in for that Money Map retirement review. Again, the number to call, 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. You're listening to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Again, Joel is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. We just talked about your biggest assets, your 401k, maybe your house for some. For others, it's your Social Security. What is your biggest asset, and are you making the best decisions that you can with that particular asset? Joel, let's talk about now some hidden gems, some of those financial accounts that maybe you haven't paid much attention to recently. Maybe the statements are just collecting dust in your file cabinet, but they could actually be very valuable things that deserve a little bit more attention and could play an integral role in your retirement plan. One of those things is a pension fund. Now, a lot of companies have these funds, and maybe you can't do anything with it right now. And because you can't do anything with it right now, you haven't paid very much attention to it. But that pension fund could be a valuable piece of your retirement income puzzle.
Well, we often see people with old pensions that were frozen many years ago because they don't work for the company anymore, or they work for the same company, but the company changed the type of pension plan that's being offered. And usually when this happens, the money's put into a lump sum account. It's just sitting there. It becomes very easy to ignore. You might forget about it. In fact, they only have to give you a report on it once a year, once that pension is frozen. And so it sits there earning a very low interest rate. If you have the opportunity to roll that money out to a different account, usually you'll be better off. In fact, today, in today's low interest rate environment, many times the lump sum is worth so much more than you'll get when interest rates start to go up. The more interest rates go up on those old defined benefit pension plans, the lump sum will go down. And so you might have a great opportunity right now. If you have the ability to roll over a lump sum into an IRA, it's a tax-free transaction, you might be much, much better off. You take control of the money. You have more flexibility in the way it's invested. You have more flexibility on when you take income out. You can change the way you take the income out from month to month or quarter to quarter based on your needs. It's really, for most people, not for everybody, but for most people, it's a home run to roll over those old pensions when you have the opportunity to do it. We've seen many companies in the area, United Technologies, Aetna, many, many companies here in the Northeast that used to say, no, you have to take a monthly income from your pension, and now they want out from under those pension obligations, and they're offering you a lump sum. Take advantage of that, or at least come in and sit with us to find out if it makes sense to exercise these options. These are hidden gems. These old pensions could be worth a lot more than you think they are.
It's almost like they get labeled as a not very exciting account because they're not. Maybe they're getting 1.5% or 2% interest, but the reality is they could be made to do something much more exciting and much more helpful to you.
Yeah, and it's very similar to Social Security that we talked about earlier. People don't look at it as a big asset because they still have in their mind, well, when I turn 65, I'm going to get $600 a month or $1,200 a month or $1,800 a month. But when you figure out what that's worth, it's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. And why not take the flexibility so you can serve yourself and your family instead of just being locked into a monthly payment?
Another hidden gem, Joel, would be for some people, CDs or savings accounts or money market accounts that maybe have gotten unintentionally bigger than they ever meant for them to get, but there's some money that could be working harder for you.
And now with what the markets have done, a lot of people have money sitting on the sidelines because they just know with the markets at all-time highs, you know, even with the pullback recently, you know, the markets have just been powerful for the last 8 or 9 years. So money sitting on the sidelines because prudent investors know, hey, you know, I don't want to invest my money at the top of the market. Heck, I personally have cash sitting on the sidelines waiting for the pullback, but my goodness, I wouldn't have it at the bank sitting there earning zero interest, or even if it's a large balance, maybe they're giving me 0.25%. Banks and money market funds are for emergency savings. Even if it's money that you don't want exposed to the stock market, it ought to be invested in a way where at least you're collecting a reasonable rate of return while not exposing the money to the stock market. So, you know, money can pile up in these accounts, and before we know it, they have way, way too much money in them, just collecting dust. It's cash collecting dust. You can find a much better use for that lazy money. And what this also tells me when people come in and they have too much in savings and money market funds is they don't have an overall plan. Because if they had an overall plan, they would know exactly how much to have, and they wouldn't have too much. They also wouldn't have too little.
Another hidden gem, Joel, for some people would be life insurance. Maybe an old policy that you've had for years could be a valuable piece of your retirement planning puzzle.
Well, correct. And there's a number of things that we see here. One is people come in and they've just cashed in their life insurance policies that were years and years old. That doesn't always make sense. You can take the cash value of policies, if there is a cash value, and you can turn it into a 5-year income, a 10-year income. Many times the income interest rates that you can get from old whole life or cash value policies are much, much higher than you can get currently today because the actuarial tables and the guarantees in those old policies were fantastic. I've got some old policies and you wouldn't believe the rate of return I get just on the cash, not even counting the fact that I have the death benefit and I plan to use that cash for retirement income someday. But the neat thing is I have the option to use it or not. So talk about hidden gems. Life insurance policies can be hidden gems. And again, either you no longer need that life insurance and you should stop paying for it, maybe just let it sit, or pull out the cash. You could gift the life insurance for grandchildren's education. Maybe you can get the same coverage, but for less in a new policy. The new actuarial tables are different. Many times you could have a policy you're paying premiums on that if you transfer tax-free that cash into a new policy, you don't have to pay any more premiums for the rest of your life. So don't ignore, you know, again, we're talking about hidden gems here. Don't ignore old life insurance policies. They should fit into your overall financial plan. Wendy and I have insurance policies that are now over 20 years old. We're so happy we bought that insurance a while back when the kids were little. We didn't think, you know, at the time that we could even afford the premium. And now we've got this asset that's built up that we can gift to our kids. We can gift to grandkids when we have grandkids someday, or we can use the cash in retirement. Don't ignore life insurance. We want to work that in with you to the Money Map retirement plan that we can offer you as an asset, not just as this thing where you have to pay these premiums and maybe I'll drop it because I don't need the insurance anymore. You don't want to have that attitude.
We're talking about hidden gems, and Joel, we talked earlier about 401ks and how for a lot of people that is their single biggest asset, but for a lot of people, their old 401ks, those accounts at companies that they no longer work for, are a really big hidden gem, an area for opportunity.
And for most people, once you've left a company, it almost always makes sense to take that money with you. Take control, take flexibility. Many times you can lower your fees, not always, but you certainly have the ability to control the investments. You can roll that money over to your own IRA. You have, if you've got company stock in your 401k plan, there's a tremendous tax break you can take advantage of. But if you don't handle it properly, you'll screw it up and you'll lose it for the rest of your life. If you get in front of an advisor that doesn't have your best interest at heart, they will mess it up. Some of them don't even know about it. And I always like to ask the question when somebody comes in and they made this mistake with company stock, well, why did an advisor recommend that? Did they not know or did they just not care? It's one of the two. So there are some real hidden gems in old 401ks. Even if you still work for a company that you have a substantial 401k on and you're over 59 and a half, you might have flexibility in that 401k that you don't even know you have. You could roll some of that money over into an individual retirement account and have better options that are available inside the 401k. Of course, you've got to analyze this. You've got to check the fees inside the existing 401k compared to the fees outside. You've got to check the investment options. You've got to decide if you're going to look for advice from somebody like us or if you're going to manage it yourself. But don't ignore those old 401ks or maybe even your existing 401k could be a huge, huge hidden gem.
Joel, we've covered a lot of ground today, but I think it's relevant information for people who are retired already or getting close to retirement. So if somebody wants a little bit more help, wants to look at this in a way that's more specific to their situation, what can you offer and how do we make that happen?
Well, let's think about what we've talked about today. We've talked about hidden gems, money that you might not even realize how valuable it is, different types of accounts, and then your biggest assets, assets that you might be ignoring. It's important that you tie all these things together and build a plan. And the question is, could you generate more income in retirement? Could you do that and legally pay fewer taxes? The answer is yes. You can have a financial plan for all your investments. You can generate more income in retirement. With proper strategies, you can legally pay less in taxes. We might not be able to do this for absolutely everyone, but most people that come in, we're able to show them the hidden pitfalls in their existing plans and their existing investments and create an ultimate win-win situation. You'd have more money coming in, less money going out. It could make a huge difference in your lifestyle in retirement. And you might think I'm referring to some kind of a product. I'm not. I'm not referring to some product that we push on people. This is done with simple and sound investment strategies. And because we are fiduciaries, our job is to choose the best plan available to you, whether it benefits us or not. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, call us right now. Take us up on this Money Map retirement review offer. Get your own Money Map. The Money Map will show you on one page your entire financial life, all of your assets, your investment accounts, where your income is coming from. We even list your concerns on the Money Map retirement plan. We discuss that with you and we give you strategies that will help you reach your goals. You don't know what's possible if you don't make a call. So call now. It's not going to cost you a dime. There's absolutely no obligation. We want to help you. 1-800-705-1232. Call 1-800-705-1232. Call now. Set up a time to come in and visit with us and get your Money Map.
800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. When you come in for your Money Map Retirement Review, you'll leave with a copy of one of Joel's books. You take your pick of which one you think is the best fit for you. If you text, that's fine. Just be sure to leave your first and last name. You can also call 800-705-1232. One more time, 800-705-1232. We're up against the clock. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll talk with you next week. Same time, same place, right here on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.